If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
And there's Ashley. Good evening. Ashley, how are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm doing very well. I went to the grocery store, got myself some orange juice with pulp in it. Yes, I did. What do you mean, yeah? Tonight's food fight is orange juice is the overall food item. And then Ashley's doing without pulp, and I'm doing with pulp. Yeah. So what do you want to say about no pulp orange juice? You know, I got to say, you know what's better than both of these? Fresh squeezed.
True. I mean, I have to admit, fresh squeeze oftentimes includes pulp. So you
beat
me there in the sense
that
you got to have a fresh whatever. But I just got to say, you know, I don't know about most people, but personally, I don't want my juice to be chunky, you know? a chunky juice just really doesn't sound refreshing.
I'd love to see that. Like, I'd love to see that word on the label of Pulp Fiction. Orange juice. This orange pulp orange juice is chunky.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just a marketing tactic.
Right?
It's just chunky juice. They're chunky saying pulp.
Juice.
You know,
call
it what you want. That's what it is. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, most people would agree that when things are chunky, people like it less, you know. It's like milk, for example. If you see the curds in your milk, it means that it's bacteria and
Now, you can't make a comparison between milk that has curdled and has things floating in it and orange juice. I mean, one's spoiled and the other's not. Hey, I'm getting
I get what you're saying, but, like, people can eat cottage cheese, and if your milk isn't labeled as cottage cheese, obviously don't drink it. But cottage cheese is basically curdled milk, and you can eat that. That's not spoiled, but that's an acquired texture. Taste,
well, if you leave it out, it will, won't it?
Well, I'll keep going.
So right. Like a
chunky mayonnaise, you know, another thing.
It's oh, my God.
You eat the mayonnaise,
this isn't working. No, wait a minute. These analogies are not working comparing these spoiled dairy products to orange juice.
Okay, all right, I got another one. Sunscreen, all right? Chunky sunscreen?
Sunscreen.
It's not, you don't eat it, but you could still technically use the chunky sunscreen, but if you're putting chunky sunscreen on your body.
What are you talking about?
It's just like, what are you doing? You know,
Wait a minute. Where's chunky? I've never seen chunky sunscreen.
Well, then it's not that you've exhausted your sunscreen before it's turned quote unquote bad.
Well, I don't know. I think I saw them play at a club up on North Halsted, though. Chunky sunscreen tonight. I really didn't know that sunscreen could be chunky. Besides, we're not talking about chunks.
I know.
Talking about pulp.
My argument is things that are chunky, oftentimes people don't like. You know, that was my argument. The texture is half the battle when it comes to drinking pulp orange juice. You know, you suck it down. You have to fight for your life. Hope you don't choke on the whatever's in there, whatever's floating around in there. I'm just hoping it's pulp at this point. Who knows what they put in there? It could be a tactic to fill up the carton a lot faster.
What are we? Do we get conspiracy theory now? Orange juice, Tropicana conspiracy theories? Is that what's happening here?
It's hard to battle this one because they're the same thing. It's just all.
Well, now wait. From what I've read, pulp is slightly, not a whole bunch, healthier for you than without pulp because it contains bits of the orange in it. But they're both good for, like, you know.
They're both good.
For whatever they got. But the pulp version has a slight advantage. Let's just put it that way.
from a health standpoint. Hey, and I'm all about health. You know me. I usually
you couldn't absolutely
the healthy side of it.
Oh.
So I try to, you know, I try to see both sides, but just from a texture perspective, I can't get past it. I really can't. I don't want to eat my orange juice.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, from a no pulp perspective, you can mix drinks with pulp for sure. But for, like, if you're a mimosa consumer or something along those lines, no pulp is usually preferred, just from a, again, texture standpoint. So if you're mixing your drinks, there's that. But I got to say, the hardest part of the battle is for the freshly squeezed. Oftentimes, it requires pulp. And it takes more effort not to put the pulp into it. So if you're a lazier person, obviously, you would choose.
What do you mean, like straining it?
Yeah, there's an extra step to it. You don't just have to squeeze it into the cup, you know?
Okay. Well, I think that's going to
strain it. So I have to say, the people that like no pulp might be a little bit less lazy. I'm not saying it.
Oh, my. Okay. This has gone off the rails. People who like, Ashley is saying that people who like pulp in their orange juice are lazy.
They're lazy. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain. I'm going for the jugular in this one. I
guess
say.
So. Orange juice is bringing out the fangs, my friend.
Have you ever had orange juice, or have you? Sorry, let me rephrase that. Have you ever? And there's other things in the world that where this happens, but have you ever brushed your teeth and then drank a glass of orange juice?
Yes, I have, and it's horrible.
It's the worst thing in the world.
The worst.
They really need to put that on the warning label on the carton, because it really hits you in the back of your throat, and it just burns. Have you ever brushed your teeth and then ate a grape? Also horrible.
I don't think so, but you know, the whole breakfast, the whole morning routine stereotypically contains both brushing your teeth and then having some orange juice for breakfast. So,
and you forget about it until you drink it, and then it hits you in the back of the throat. And it could be,
and I'm not talking a brush my teeth, run into the kitchen and drink orange juice. I'm talking about brush my teeth. Maybe it's 45 minutes later and I have some orange juice and no. Now,
so when you get your orange juice, do you typically get it with pulp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a pulp household.
We are a pulp household. That's right.
Uh-huh. Interesting, interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm always a no pulp in my home. We are no pulp. And when I buy pulp by accident, I get really upset about it. But here's what my argument is going to be, is potentially there could be a possibility that the reason it hits you 45 minutes later when you finally drink the orange juice after you brush your teeth might be because the pulp is in there just really holding on to it.
Could be.
Holding on to the toothpaste.
Yes, it could be. That is absolutely correct. Oh, man.
We've gone off the rails.
That's all right. Nobody needs to be on the rails.
One of the things I was going to say, I was getting to it, but then I backed away from it because I don't want people to pity me. But I was saying things, you know, when things are more chunky, less people like it. And one of the notes is me. You know, it's a cruel double standard, but what are you going to do?
Well, that's life, my friends. 8:45 on the Food Fight with more coming back on 720 WGN. Here at 720 WGN. Hold on a second. No, what do I do? Hold on. There we go. Hold it. Here it comes. There we are. A lot of texts.
What
I
happened?
See. No, nothing. A lot of texts. Well, wait, before we get to that, it's pulp fiction. No, it's not. It's pulp, orange juice versus orange juice without pulp. But before we get back to our battle, our food fight, let's first of all look at this educational film. Oh, yes, Housewife. The Housewife. Very good. And now, here's a tip for a use of orange juice that you've probably never considered. All right, then. Thank you. Wash your face in orange juice. That's a waste of pulp, I'll tell you.
It's exfoliant. It'll
yes, that's right. Exfoliant. That's right. Exfoliant. This is so Seinfeld. 815. Thank you.
Huh. Honestly, I can see where they got that from. I mean, we're sitting at the diner. They gave me the orange juice. I asked for no pulp. It has pulp in it. I'm freaking out. You're sitting there like, it's nothing different. What are you talking about? It's just pulp. But I'm like, ah. It's very Seinfeld. Yeah,
so, I will get that. What happened to the... never mind. I'm really trying to read these and thinking I'm going to use them. No, not right now, but thank you all for sending them in. Right. John, what did I wonder? 81773. John, what did I wander into? A screening of Pulp Friction? Oh! Pulp Friction, ho! Oh! That's pretty good, 773. So,
is that on the Jack in the Box office list of movies to see? Has he seen that yet?
I have.
So he did see that.
Okay. Yeah. It's one of the few.
Yeah. And I will, with great vengeance, strike down. Oh, what's the voting total tonight?
Ashley left it all out there and got 58% of the vote for no pulp.
All right. There we go.
Jack texted me in the break and said pulp is nasty. So I wonder if it's a generational thing.
It is nasty.
I don't know. I got a bottle of it yesterday, and you know, I was a little disappointed because it was not that pulpy.
Pulpy? Oh,
as far as I was concerned.
Left as Eli.
So, you know, that really was Pulp Fiction. There wasn't any pulp in there. But, you know, let's not forget, and this is just a partial list, all the cocktails that can be made with orange juice. Mimosa, tequila sunrise, orange margarita, blood orange cocktail, screwdriver, tequila sunset, Harvey Wallbanger, juice, cranberry juice. What? Never mind. Sex on the beach. I don't know who came up with that name. That just sounds like a strange name for a drink.
Well, what was Harvey Weinbopper? What was that? No,
Wallbanger.
No. Who came up with that?
Harvey.
My God.
What are we going to do next week?
Boy. Somebody texted in and said we should do milk chocolate versus dark chocolate.
Didn't we do that?
I don't know. Did you? With not you and me. We've not. I had a couple ideas, though, that I...
Lay them on me. Sure. Go. Let's go.
So I was thinking tacos. Have you ever had the Burger King tacos?
I have. Burger King makes tacos?
They make tacos, and according to some people, they're very, very similar to Jack in the Box tacos. And now Jack in the Box is here. Have you had a Jack in the Box taco?
I have not had a taco from a fast food restaurant ever.
Sounds like a recipe for a disaster.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Which one makes you go to the bathroom the most? That's the, that'll be the.
That's the research. Hey, I'll gladly do that research, but I'm going to add Taco Bell in there too. Cause,
now yeah, wait.
Can't leave out the Taj Mahal of fast food tacos.
I've not done the Burger King taco. I've not done the...
What? Wow, no. You're missing out.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think the textures will agree with me, but we don't have to do that one. How about Rice Krispie Treats versus s'mores? Have we done that one yet? I don't think you have.
Well, s'mores, though, you put over a campfire.
Yeah, but a Rice Krispie Treat, you melt on your stove.
What?
You melt it on your stove. Yeah, you mix the Rice Krispie in with the butter and the marshmallow, and you mix it up in your stove, and you heat it up. That's how you do it. I don't know, John.
Hey, you know
what?
We got some. You know, we got some great listeners. You know, I was talking about this wasn't even about food. It was about Star Wars movies, and I mentioned the term, I thought they jumped the shark, and I was taken for something that Fonzie did on Happy Days, and lo and behold, somebody has sent me that, an actual video of Fonzie
jumping the shark.
Jumping the shark.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that episode.
JRL, are you feeling okay? You're talking a little slower than usual. No, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I just didn't have any coffee. I have now. Can you tell?
Hey, so, have wait, we done anything with coffee?
Coffee? There you go.
Anything with hot coffee versus iced coffee.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, I don't even know. I mean, there's so many things. We could spend hours talking coffee. About coffee.
Yes, coffee. Well, I'd love to be able to do something about coffee, but it's not popping into my head. Well, you could do regular versus decaf, but I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't bother with decaf. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
I mean, please. I mean, okay, maybe there's health reasons, but you know what? Coffee doesn't taste that great.
I mean, I agree.
I mean, I understand drinking. I get that. A lot of booze doesn't taste great, but who cares? You know, you're not drinking it for the, oh, you know what? This Russian vodka just tastes great. I don't usually hear that.
No, never.
All right.
Honestly, never.
We got
coffee. Put your coffee hat on and we'll figure it out. We can maybe figure it out by group chat on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, we don't have to do it right now. Who said we did? Absolutely.
You're in charge. Your show.
Yeah, they keep telling me that. During World War II, American soldiers often rejected the vitamin C-packed lemon-flavored drink powder found in K-rations because of its unappealing taste. Thus, the government searched for a better alternative and would fulfill the nutritional needs of the soldiers and prevent diseases such as scurvy. And they came up with frozen concentrated orange juice. There you go.
Was that a texter?
No.
Oh. That was part of your research?
That was a Wikipedia. All right. I will figure out something.
And we'll get there.
And do it next week. Thank you once again, Ashley. Always great.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.